In the news, the U.S. Defense Secretary said Wednesday that Saudi Arabian leaders told him they support the agreement on Iran's nuclear program. Ash Carter met with King Salman, Defense Minister Mohammed bin Salman, and other Saudi officials in Jeddah. He spoke to reporters later. He said both the king and the minister expressed their support for the deal. Mr. Carter also told reporters that the king is expected to visit Washington in the fall. Turkey briefly blocked access to Twitter Wednesday to prevent the spread of images of Monday's bombing in Suruç. At least 30 people died, and many others were wounded in the attack. A Turkish government official said that Twitter access was returned after the company removed malicious content, including hate speech, in line with the court order. Turkish officials confirmed that Monday's bombing was a suicide attack. They identified the bomber as Sey Abdurrahman Alagöz, a 20-year-old Turkish national. The explosion targeted an activist group that was planning to travel to Syria to help rebuild the city of Kobani. At least 20 people were killed in northern Cameroon Wednesday in two suicide bombings. Officials there are blaming the Nigerian militant group Boko Haram. The attacks took place in Moroua, the capital of Cameroon's far north region. The two attackers were women. Cameroon banned full face coverings last week after Boko Haram attacks in the town of Fotokol. The bombers were women dressed as devout Muslims. The U.S. Attorney General spoke to reporters Wednesday about the suspect in the mass shooting in Charleston, South Carolina. Loretta Lynch said Dylan Roof faces federal hate crimes and firearms charges. She said the charges could lead to a sentence of life in prison or death. Roof is accused of killing 9 people at a historically black church last month. Ms. Lynch said the federal government has not decided if it will seek the death penalty if the suspect is found guilty.